Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
Sechtes Pesachim Daf Kuf Chaf Aleph Amid Beis. The Ran, the Rif, and the Rosh and the Ran speak in this Amid about Sfir Saimer. So we're going to give the shiur about Sfir Saimer. That's what they speak about in this Amid. The Rif brings down the Gemara. It's a mitzvah l'mim neyayne, mitzvah l'mim neyshvui. Sfir Saimer, you have to count the days and the weeks. But the three pshatim, the rishayim, how exactly you count the days and the weeks? We all know how we do it, that every day we count the day. When it finishes a week, we say, Shehem Shavua Echad Vayimer. And then every day subsequently, we say the day, and how many weeks, and how many days. Shavua Echad Vayim Echad, Shtei Shavuos Vayim Echad V'chuli. That's how we do it. That's really how the Rambam says in Sefer Mitzvos, the Chinuch, and Sefer Achinuch, Mitzvah Shinvav, the Rosh and Shuvas. That's what's brought in the Torah and the Shulchan Aruch. But the Ran here says that the correct way to do it is, you only mention the weeks at the end of the week. When it finishes the first week, you say, Shem Shavua Echad Vayimer. The end of the second week, you say, Shnei Shavuos. You don't mention the weeks any other time. And the Baal Amar says it. That's the correct thing. The Marachai brings it from the Rav Yom. The Marachai Megillah brings the Rav Yom B'Shem the Gai. Now the Marachai brings another Svar from Rabbeinu Ephraim. It says like this, also not the way we do it. That every day you say, Yayim Mechad, Yayim Shnei Yamim, until you get to 1 week. Hayayim Shivli, Hayayim, by 1 week you say, Hayayim Shavua Echad Vayimer. The next day you say, Hayayim Shavua Echad Vayayim Echad, Hayayim Shavua Echad Shnei Yamim, until you get 2 weeks, Hayayim Shnei Shavuos. All you mention is the week, and the day is between the weeks. But you don't mention the day altogether. That's a third pshat, and Bruchim Fisher Perla I saw brings it also from the Ritz Geis. So what's the svaras hamachlekes? What's the svaras for all these three pshatim? So I want to tie it like this. The Rambam in Sefer Mitzvos wants to explain, why don't we count the Sefer Zayim as two separate mitzvahs? A mitzvah a day, a mitzvah count weeks. He says, because it's one count. It's one mitzvah, it's one count. V'haraya. If it would be two mitzvahs, he said, so then every week you'd make another count of the weeks. Every day you count the days. Every week you count the weeks. But that's not what we do. We do, every day we count we were holding in the days, and we were holding in the weeks. So you see, it's one count, it's one mitzvah. That's what the Rambam says. So what's the pshat in the Ran, the Baal Amar, that says that every day you count the days, and every week you count the weeks? They hold us two counts. Now, I don't know if they hold us two mitzvahs in the Minyan Tayag, but those two different counts. There's a din, you have to count 49 days. There's also a din, you have to count 7 weeks. How do you count days? Every day you count the day. How do you count weeks? Every week you count the week. Rashi, the Rambam is saying, no, it's one count. It's a count of days and weeks. So since we do a count of days and weeks, we're counting the days and the weeks in one. So every day you have to say, we're up to in the days, and we're up to in the weeks. We're up to in the weeks and days. What's the svar of Machlekes? Why does Ben Ephraim say that all you count is the weeks and the days between the weeks? So Rechav Fisher Pella says, because he holds the mitzvahs to count weeks. That's the mitzvah. Shiva Shiva is this Balach. Sheva Shabbos is Tzimim is Tiena. Svartum Lechem, seven weeks, that's the mitzvah. The mitzvah is to count weeks. Navas, there's a mitzvah of counting days also. So I say, if the mitzvah only count weeks, so you only count it once a week. Since it's a mitzvah to count days, so the weeks are counted on your day, the days. But that's all a hechatimsa of counting weeks. There's no mitzvah of etzim to count days. The mitzvah is to count weeks, and the way you count weeks is by counting days to the weeks. So those are the three sheetahs. Either two separate counts, a count of weeks and a count of days, so then the weeks you only say once a week. Or the pshat is, no, it's a mitzvah to count weeks. And the weeks are counted with days, so you don't mention the days, you just mention the weeks and the days of the week. Or the pshat is, no, it's one big count of days and weeks together, and that's what we do. Now there's another machlekes rishayim brought down here. What if you missed a day? If you missed a day, that some rishayim say, if you missed the day, so you don't count, the bahag holds their way, you don't count anymore. And some rishayim hold, no, the Rosh and the Reed, the Balitesa say, Pella, why should you count? The Rosh and the Rosh is, every day is a separate mitzvah. What's the difference if you missed the day? Every day is a separate mitzvah. And then you have the Ran brings a Rabbi Doigain, the Torah brings it from Rabbi Sanyigain, that if you miss the first night, then you can't count anymore. That's a sign of Tumimus. But if you miss during the count, then you still could count. So most people learn, and the Rosh is mashed away, the Sefer Chinuch says it pretty clear, what's the pshat in the bag? The pshat is one big mitzvah. It's a mitzvah to count for. If you didn't do every single day, you weren't yetzer mitzvah. So if you missed the day, that's it. You're not yetzer mitzvah. That's all. Finished. And the other side is, no, each day is a separate mitzvah, like the Rosh says. That's the machlokes. But then we don't have the pshat. What would be the pshat and the shita? It's the difference between the first night and the other nights. The pshat and taka as the kasha. But I have a raya that maybe there's another pshat. That really everyone holds this a separate mitzvah. But there's a tnai. There's a tnai of tmimus. There's a tnai. That you're not yates if it's not tmimus. It's a mitzvah every single day. But you're not yates in a mitzvah every single day without tmimus. Now, the Be'al Lachem brings down a Ritz Geyus. This is one of my rabbis. He says, what's a pshat if you miss a day, it's still tmimus? It says tmimus. So he says two truths. One is that since you're counting every week, so the week's the tmimus, that's good enough. And the other thing is that you could say, when you come to the next day, you could say, yesterday was this and that. And that, of course, you're not yetzer the mitzvah of counting that night. If you just said, yesterday was that, you're not yetzer the mitzvah if you say, if the weeks. But the pshat is, if the pshat is all one big mitzvah, so what do you gain? Elamai, every night's the same mitzvah, so what's the kasha? Teretz is the kasha, is a tnai of tmimus. For the tnai, you have to say a teretz, that the weeks make a mekayim the tnai. You say, yesterday is kach v'kach. Shuvah Zadesh, I think, is also a first story. Shuvah Zadesh talks about, if let's say you didn't count by night and you counted by day, what's the halacha? So he says, even according to Yishayin, you may not yetzer by day, but still, you still make a bracha the next night. Why? Because since you didn't miss an entire day, I've added to tmimus. Now if you say the pshat is all one big mitzvah, and you also say the mitzvah is dafka by night, so if you miss the night, you miss the mitzvah, what's the help that you counted by day? The Elamai means is no, not all one big mitzvah. No, there's a tnai of tmimus. The tnai of tmimus is, even if you weren't yetzer the mitzvah, but you might see you counted, you weren't yetzer the mitzvah, because the mitzvah has to be done by night. But it's not a sign in tmimus, because if I counted, you counted by day. Don't stay in the Shuvah Zadesh. So Ay Bazei, you can understand, maybe the chilti in the first night and other nights. If you say it is a tnai of tmimus, so then you can say, if you missed the first night, you don't have tmimus, you didn't count. You missed part of the count. But if you counted the first night, and then you missed one night in the middle, that's not called you didn't count. You counted everything till that night. That night you missed goods, but you see what the count was, because you missed it, and then the next day you already counted the next night. So that's not exciting to me, this. If it's a din that's all one mitzvah, it can't be a chilti in the first night and other nights. But if it's a tnai of tmimus, so if you miss the first night, so the count started on the second night, you don't have the first night altogether. But if you have the first night, you already started the count, missing one night is not a certain tmimus, because it's understood that that's counted, that's part of the count, and now that's why there's a chilti in the first night and the other nights.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.